Kulin chapter 9, mission 6, Beitzas Hasheretz Hamurukemes, the egg of a sheretz. Okay, so we mentioned the sheretz in the last Mishnah, but of the eight kind of sheretzim, and there are different opinions as to exactly what they are. The Torah lists them, but there's different opinions in the Torah as to exactly what they are. So following the opinion of Rashi, only three of them lay eggs, and those are the tortoise, a lizard, and a snail. So those three lay eggs. And that's what this mission is talking about. If one of those lay an egg and someone touches that egg, tohara, so the person would remain clean, even though inside the egg is, you know, a fetus, really, and that's unclean. Nevertheless, the egg forms a protective layer, so if a person touches the egg, he wouldn't become unclean. But nikva kolshu, if it gets a hole in it, and again, even a hair's breadth of a hole, so tmei, if a person now touches that egg, they would become impure. Next, a very interesting case. Akbar shechetzio basa vechetzio adama. Some sort of mouse that was half flesh and half earth. And he quotes over here the Rambam, right, that this mouse proceeds from the ground alone. So it is partially flesh and partially earth and clay. This is a well-known phenomenon, says the Rambam, reported to me by innumerable people who claim to have seen it, although the existence of such a creature is baffling indeed. So it seems that in those days there was some sort of creature that we, you know, we don't know, but it was half flesh and half earth. Hanugab basa tame ba adama tahor. So the first opinion is that if someone touches the flesh of this animal, then he is unclean. But if he touches the earth part of this animal, he would remain clean. This is talking about this rodent that's died, obviously. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Afunagab adama shek neged habasar tame. Says Rabbi Yehuda, even if you touch the earth part of the animal, then you would also become impure because the flesh develops, the earth develops into flesh. So it doesn't matter what part of it you touch, says Rabbi Yehuda. If you touch the flesh or the earth, it will become impure. And according to the first opinion, if you touch the flesh, you'll become impure. But if you touch the earth, you won't become impure. Brings over here at the end that halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. So if a person touches the flesh of this dead creature, he would become impure. But if he touches the earth half of this dead creature, he won't become impure.